This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi, hello, this is Mr. Obvious, and welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. Let's take a call. Mr. Obvious Show?
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Obvious, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thanks very much for the call.
Well, thank you, Mr. Obvious, for taking my call.
Well, you're very welcome.
All right, bye.
Now remember, if you have a problem, you should call the Mr. Obvious Show and speak to me personally. My name? It. Why? It's Mr. Obvious. Let's take another call. Mr. Obvious Show?
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious? Hi, Mr. Obvious. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Wow, welcome to the program, caller. How can I help?
Well, Mr. Obvious, I need some advice on cooking a turkey.
Well, to be quite honest, caller, it's not as difficult as it may sound.
Well, then that's what they say, Mr. Obvious, but... I tell you what, I tried cooking one the last 5 years, and I just haven't had any success.
Well, now, let's start at the beginning. Do you have a big roasting pan?
Well, I sure do, Mr. Obvious.
Good. Now, do you have an oven?
Well, of course I do, Mr. Obvious. I'm no idiot, Mr. Obvious. I'm not like a lot of those people that call your show.
Well, now, please don't take offense, caller. It's just that sometimes my callers are, well, how should I put this, a little... naive.
Oh, I got you, Mr. Obvious.
So again, caller, don't take offense at this question. Do you actually have a turkey?
Sure, Mr. Obvious. I got a nice big 25-pound turkey.
Whoa. Great. Well, caller, I don't mind telling you that you do, in fact, seem a little more astute than many of my callers.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Obvious. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Okay, you have a turkey, you have a pan, you have an oven. Have you stuffed your turkey, caller?
Oh, yeah, that's all done.
Preheated the oven?
Yep.
Again, caller, I don't want to belabor the point, but you really seem to have something on the ball. It's callers like you that I hope to attract when I first started the Mr. Obvious program.
Thanks again, Mr. Obvious. Makes me proud.
In fact, Mr. Obvious is a little bit puzzled at this point as to why you haven't been able to successfully cook your turkey in the past.
Well, I am too, Mr. Obvious.
All right. What exactly has happened in the previous years when you tried to cook your turkey?
Well, you know, usually the problem is... the turkey's just too tough.
Too tough, you say?
Oh, yeah, real tough.
Now, do you baste the turkey?
Yep, I tried that, and it didn't seem to help.
Have you thought about putting the turkey in a bag?
In a bag, Mr. Obvious?
Yes, sir, recaller. Many people swear by this method of cooking a turkey.
That sounds kind of hard, Mr. Obvious.
Hard? Why, no, caller, it's not hard at all.
Well, if you say so, can you hang on a second? I can give it a try while I got you on the phone here.
Well, normally Mr. Obvious is pressed for time, but for a caller like you, I'll spare a few seconds. Go ahead, put your turkey in the bag. I'll hold on.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Obvious. I'll be right back.
All right, come here, boys. Get in this bag.
What? What's
here
going
now.
What's going on there?
Come on, get in the bag, little fella.
What's going on there? Caller.
Don't bite me.
Caller.
Oh, that's coming.
Why do I even try?
Mr. Obvious?
Yes, caller?
Yeah, It's not going to work. I'm telling you, he's just too tough. I can't get him in there. I figure even if I did get him in there, if he can get out of a roasting pan like he has in the last 5 years, I don't see how paper bags are going to hold him very long.
Your turkey's alive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's alive. There's no doubt about that. He's a tough old bird.
You've been trying to cook the same live turkey for 5 years, Carl?
Sure have, and haven't had a bit of success, Mr. Obvious.
Well, I can't help but saying Mr. Obvious is saddened by this turn of events.
I know what you mean, Mr. Obvious. My little girl, she gets sad every year when I try to pop this doggone turkey in the oven.
Well, apparently I'm not the judge of character and intellect that I presumed that I was. Caller, hey, here's an idea. Have you ever thought about killing the turkey?
Tell you what, Mr. Obvious, I've sure thought about it a couple times. Man, when that sucker bites me, I just want to wring his neck. Sometimes all that gobbling drives me up the wall. I've never been so mad that I actually seriously thought about killing him.
Uh-huh. Caller, you can't cook the turkey until he's dead.
Really?
Yes, really. You cook dead turkeys, not live ones.
I never made the connection.
Yeah. Hey, that's all the time we have for today.
Hey, Mr. Obvious?
Yes, Colin.
Thanks, Mr. Obvious. You're a lifesaver.
I appreciate it. Join us next week for another.
Hey, Mr. Obvious?
Yeah.
One more thing. How long do turkeys typically live?
Join us next week for Mr. Obvious show.
I'd say about a year.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.